And we're going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Shenandoah Medical Center. And this morning, I have with me Kelly Klein. Kelly, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good.
Nice.
Beside myself, I sent my oldest off to his last day of school. So,
how do you?
If I start crying randomly, that's why.
Does that seem possible? Let's dig into that. Let's dig into this, Kelly. You want to dig into this? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that.
No.
So, Sam, your oldest, correct?
Yes.
And he, phenomenal athlete all the way around. He's going to play. He's a long snapper. And it's going to go, don't tell me, Kelly, North Dakota State. Is that correct?
No, close.
Help me out here. No.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. I was in the right state. That's pretty good, right?
It is.
That's
you're
good.
You're close.
All right. And we have with us Shelby Van Leeuwen. Shelby, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Very well. How are things going in your world, Shelby?
Chaotic as always. Good.
Okay, very good. You guys have, what's the most exciting thing going on today, other than dropping your oldest off for their last day of class? Other than that, what's the most exciting thing going on for you guys today?
Well, Shelby's working all day.
Okay, there
I
you
might
go.
Might get some groceries.
All right, well, all right.
So prepare for a grad party, that's about it.
Yes. So let's start, Kelly, with you a little bit. Tell me about... We're going to talk about women's health here just in a little bit. But I want to know, Kelly, about you. Family, married, kiddos. We obviously mentioned Sam there a little bit. But tell me about your family, Kelly.
Yes, I've been married to the same guy, Eric, for over 20 years now. So four kids, Sam, Jack, Charlie, and Lucy. We were in the military, or he was in the military, so we moved around. Started my career as a dietitian. Love that. Kind of got bored with it. Went to nursing school. Absolutely loved being a nurse. And so I love school, love learning, and just kept going and got me a nurse practitioner and fell in love with women's health. And here I am today.
And here we are. So,
yeah.
Very cool. So, Shelby, tell me a little bit about yourself. We've spoken in the past, but tell me a little bit about yourself, your family history. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am married to Cody. We have three kids. Tatum, Hayes, and Brooks, they are all six and under, so we are living in the little chaotic, you know, time frame right now, but it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I did live in Nebraska City. My husband's an Iowa boy, but we just moved over here about a year and a half ago when I accepted a job at SMC, and so we've had a lot of good changes and big changes, but yeah, it's been good. I do some wound care and then women's health here at SMC.
All right. So, well, let's, and I have said, I just think people that are in healthcare have a special calling with what they do. It takes a special person to be in healthcare, in my opinion. I'm going to stick by that too. So that's it's a pretty remarkable thing. So let's talk a little bit of, we've mentioned women health, women's healthcare, but so tell me a little bit about your roles at SMC, a day to day. What do you do at Shenandoah Medical Center?
Mostly women's health and all of our weight management. I work under Dr. Woods, kind of focusing more on the urogyn side, urology, gynecology. I'll do some OB, but I try to steer clear of that side of it. But really kind of taking on our new weight management patients, a lot of hormone therapy, men, women, both. So just more of that.
Okay.
Side of it.
Okay.
We do more of the.
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I talk to you for wounds, but I do women's health usually on Wednesdays and Fridays, and I work closely with Dr. McLeod Kozol. So I will see some of her OB patients, you know, sporadically here and there. And then we do a lot of like well woman, you know, any concerns that you have really for any other like women's health issue, we can see in the clinic. So.
Okay. So it's expanding, it's growing, is it not?
Yeah.
So what are some of the common things or health concerns that women may maybe overlook or put off altogether? What are some of those things that you see in your day-to-day practice?
I have a whole list here.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like women don't take the time to, you know, take care of themselves, you know, we're busy with our kids and life and
you know, we just kind of put our own health on hold. I know I'm guilty of that myself, but, you know, that's kind of why we get them in here for their well women's, and then, you know, we can address all these concerns. But I feel like my side of things, you know, I really like to focus on, you know, the perimenopausal, menopausal women, you know, hot flashes, night sweats, sleep mm-hmm. disturbances, mood changes. You know, it's not something we should have to live with. You know, it's not normal. There are treatments. You know, there are things we can do to improve, you know, quality of life. It's not normal to pee your pants or, yeah. you know, constantly leak urine or know where every bathroom is from here to Omaha. You know, just a lot of things we put up with and deal with that, you know, there are easy fixes.
So it's not normal when you laugh to pee your pants a little bit. That is not a normal thing, and you can deal with that.
I mean, if you've had babies, I mean, a sneeze or a cough here and there. But yeah, there are lots of different options, you know, therapies, medications, surgical interventions. But, you know, we usually start with the least invasive and then kind of go from there and see what helps.
Mm-hmm.
I deal a lot with, you know, low libidos and, you know, low sex drive and, you know, just the hormonal kind of component of aging.
Okay.
Just getting women to open up and talk about it and, you know, realizing it's not something they have to live with, I guess.
Okay. So, but to your point early on, I think you nailed it, that a lot of women spend all this time taking care of other people. From, like you mentioned, your kids, both of you busy with kids at all ages, and you're busy going here and there and taking care of all these needs. And then you just, well, I'll do it later, or I'll push it off, or I feel okay. You just keep going. And it gets pushed off for, well, pushed off for years and years and years in many cases, I would guess. So,
yeah, for sure.
So are there key things that people should do, or women should do in particular, screenings or checkups? And then does it start? Should you start younger? Should you start midlife? Talk to me, walk me through some of those screenings and checkups that women need to be thinking about.
Yeah, so there are lots of screenings that are recommended. I think the earlier you can get seen, you know, the better. And I think for our younger patients, we don't always have to do like an invasive, you know, pelvic exam or anything like that. So I think that's important too. Let people know that we're a safe space. You don't have to have, you know, anything that you might feel is embarrassing or could be painful, you know, at the initial visit. We kind of talk through things on what's recommended and when to start those things. But, you know, we offer contraception and things like that. So I just want to make sure our younger audience knows, like, it's safe and it doesn't always come with what they may feel as like an embarrassing exam.
Yeah.
But pap smears are recommended. That checks for abnormal cells, like cervical cancers. That starts at age 21. And then, you know, every 3 to 5 years, depending on results after that. Mammograms are something that people should be getting starting at the age of 40. Skin checks, you know, colonoscopies, no one likes to talk about that, but those should start at 45 and can, you know, detect abnormalities before they are a concern like cancer. So I always really recommend patients, you know, get those screenings. And then, of course, based on your health history, those things may change for recommendations earlier, you know, based on family history and things like that. And then, of course, we will check labs like A1C to check for diabetes and
sure.
just normal blood work and things like that
okay.
as well.
Do you find that people avoid it because it might be, like you say, an embarrassing or awkward conversation, maybe?
I think that people feel like it, you know, I mean, it's like an intimate, you know, type of exam. People don't want to just come and have to get undressed and wait in a room with the sheet on, you know. It's
yeah.
not like the most comfortable thing, but I think here we try to make it more comfortable. We try to limit like wait times, you know, we like to have good discussion and develop rapport before we do exams and talk people through things and kind of meet them where they are in life, and we can adjust as needed.
But it's a fact of life though, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
It's just, I mean, you know, hey, it's a fact of life. So just, we'll just talk about it. It doesn't go away if you don't talk about it. In fact, it makes it worse. So
that's right.
All righty. You know, I have to be honest, I'm going to ramble here a little bit, and I apologize. You mentioned perimenopausal, menopausal. Okay. So I'm a guy. I don't pay attention a lot of times. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. And I heard, you know, like menopause. Yeah, I got it. I understand. But perimenopausal thing was something I heard not a long time ago. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. When I hear this, and I'm assuming it's been around as long as we've had men and women, which is forever. So I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And I had to look it up. So I think a lot of times as guys, just from a men's perspective, I think we just overlook stuff. And maybe, you know, our, you know, wives or girlfriends or partner, we aren't as supportive or encouraging as we can be for our partners. That makes sense?
It does. Yeah. Ask Eric Klein how this is going for him. And like I said, you don't have to be 50 or 60. I mean, I'm 43, you know. I mean, you can have symptoms for 10 to 15 years before menopause, you know, and menopause is defined as, you know, no menstrual cycle for over 12 months. So all these symptoms leading up to menopause, you know, is that perimenopausal phase of life. You know, you can have, you know, you're not sleeping well. You feel like your mood's fine one minute, the next it's not. Your night sweats, hot flashes.
I might need to go get Melanie to finish this.
Some women have hair loss.
I don't know.
Skin changes. Yeah. It's just so much. Yeah. Never come see me.
Well, I mean, it is something to, and we kind of laughing about, but it's serious. And, you know, you can really improve, and it's part of the normal aging process, but you can do things to take care of it and make it so that it's not as, uncomfortable or, you know, more tolerable. Yeah. So
it's just something I feel like women never talked about in the past.
Sure.
It's kind of taboo. Hormone therapy kind of had a bad rap in the past, you know, a lot of misconceptions, you know, so. You know, there's just a lot of treatments out there. You know, of course, we make sure everything's safe. And but hormone therapy can really, really, you know, improve the quality of life for some women.
Is hormone therapy through oral medication or is it through injections or how is it? How do you administer that?
There's various, you know, methods. You know, there's oral pills, there's transdermal patches, there's injections, there's creams, just a variety of different options for women, and you know, just kind of that's why it's important to come in and discuss and what would work best for their, you know, lifestyle, their risk factors, and kind of their symptoms, what they're having.
Okay. So,
and it's important for women to know too, insurance does cover a lot of these treatments. So, you know, we get in a lot of women that are, you know, paying a lot of money to outside, you know, sources, and you know, I try to, you know, let women know, well, women's are a good time to talk about this and draw some labs and get these treatments started because a lot of it is covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't know that either.
Okay. Now, one of the things that is always better is maybe to prevent or stave off some of the things maybe by doing, like you had mentioned, screenings and checkups. But are there other proactive steps that women can do to take care of themselves?
I think just kind of overall, you know, health, you know, just get your well checks, you know, bring up the tough conversations with your providers, you know, don't hesitate to kind of tell your provider what's going on. You know, overall, just a healthy weight, you know, what else, Shelby?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing is just to, like, schedule the appointment, you know, and then you can discuss concerns. Of course, like, exercise and healthy diet is just a general recommendation for all of us, right? But I mean, if you can get in here and do a well woman, or you know, just talk to one of us about your concerns, or kind of even if you don't have concerns, you know, just to make sure you're up to date on everything, I think that's the most important step.
Yeah.
So take care of yourself. Right. Eat right, exercise, take care of yourself, go to your screenings, go to your appointments. That's maybe the biggest thing is to go to the screenings and the appointments as you should.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For sure.
Stress reduction. Stress, yeah.
Yeah. We are visiting this morning with Kelly Klein. Kelly, FNP, is that right, Kelly?
Yep.
And works in women's health at Shenandoah Medical Center. And Shelby Van Leuven, who is an ARMP at Shenandoah Medical Center as well, talking about women's health and some of those things that we need to be thinking about, especially the women in our audience, because it's sometimes a little uncomfortable, maybe a little embarrassing, but hey, that's just part of it. That's what you do. So don't let that be encumbered. Now, would I make an appointment with you, or would I come to you through my primary care provider? You are my. Tell me how that works. What do I do, Kelly?
Just call the clinic. You don't need a referral. You know, just, you know, ask for a women's health appointment. Like I said, I do most of the weight management. Kind of depends on what your appointment's for. We also have Renee Johnson. She's another nurse practitioner. So kind of depending on what you're being seen for, you get referred to Shelby, myself, or Renee, just because we all have our own specialties. I did want to note, too, just because we're a women's health clinic, you know, men can come, too. So I do have a lot of male patients that come for weight management and some hormone therapy as well. So
okay.
Just a little side note there. You don't have to be a woman.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, good to know. Absolutely.
To me, too.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah. So it is, well, again, take care of yourself, which we've, you know, in all that we do, take care of yourself. Don't let it deter you. So are there things, you know, I'm kind of thinking of this transition through life, and it seems like you've touched on a lot of those from younger women and then into the perimenopausal and menopausal. And then there's even, you know, later in life, there's a lot that goes into women's healthcare. Are there things that people should be looking for? You know, women in particular, what we're discussing here today, maybe you don't feel well, maybe something's a little off. When should people start, or should there be an area or a time of concern for people?
I feel like, you know, abnormal bleeding would be a concern, pelvic pain, you know, changes in their menstrual cycle, you know, as far as, you know, breast concerns, any new lump or pain,
discharge,
you know, anything abnormal for them, you know, never hesitate to reach out. But especially with, you know, changes in bleeding and that pelvic pain, you know, we like to see those women, you know, immediately, just to rule out anything,
yeah,
you know, serious. But kind of good. That's why we kind of encourage them to come in early, get established, you know, before there's a problem. So we know your baseline at normal. So mm-hmm. if something would change, you know, we have that initial evaluation to go off of.
Okay. Absolutely. So how would people go about reaching out? What's the best? Of course, you have a great website for people to check out at Shenandoah Medical Center. You can search for smchospital.com. But how else would people reach out, learn more about you, start that conversation, get an appointment set up, and start working through some of those things?
Yeah, I would just tell them to call the main clinic line, you know, to schedule. What is that number, Shelby?
I think 712-246-2400.
Yeah, 712-246-2400.
Okay.
Yeah, and just, you know, ask to schedule with a women's health provider. Our schedules are really good at, you know, knowing which provider would be best for, you know, what the need is. Mm-hmm.
So tell me why women's health. I mean, you said that you started off with Kelly and with nutrition, and then it's just evolved now that you're FMP and you work in women's health. Why, and then to Shelby as well, why women's health? What was it that drew you to that?
I had no idea going into my, when I was in P-school, what I wanted to do. We went through several rotations, and I got to my women's health one, and I knew from day one, it's just kind of where my personality fits. I just like to talk about the difficult things,
mm-hmm.
bring up the tough conversations that women don't talk about. It just really fit my personality and, you know, what I wanted to do, you know, as an NP. So it was just a good fit.
Yeah. Okay.
And
Shelby?
The weight management, you know, just kind of goes along easily with my, you know, dietetics degree. It's nice now because I can prescribe, you know, pharmacological, you know, agents to kind of assist with that, you know, along in conjunction with the lifestyle, the, you know, nutrition counseling. So it really just does, you know, benefit, you know, my weight management having that background.
You bet. So how about you, Shelby? Why did you choose to get into women's health?
Yeah, I mean, going through like a family practice, you know, program for, you know, my nurse practitioner, I think, you know, like Kelly said, you see all the things. But I think it's nice to be able to really relate to your patients that you're seeing, you've kind of been through these things. You know how you feel when you go to these appointments, how you want to feel, you know, like how you want to be addressed, the time that you hope to get, you know, for your visits and things like that, that maybe you don't always get. So it's just a way to impact women in a positive way. Now that I'm in this role, and it's, you know, it's really rewarding to be able to develop these relationships with these women, because usually we do see them at least, you know, once a year, usually multiple times if they have issues in between. And I think that, again, sometimes people can feel embarrassed or uncomfortable. Symptoms that you might have, you know, aren't fun to live with. So to be able to, you know, give the right guidance or, you know, treatment to really make a lifestyle change and give people quality of life is awesome. So
I think my favorite quote from a patient was, you saved my life. And I didn't know I could do that with a little sticker patch of estrogen. But, you know, it's just very rewarding, you know. It's just seeing these women, you know, come in, and they're, you know, it's just, we're kind of a place to just unleash everything, a safe space. And, you know, just watching them from day one to, you know, their follow-up in a month, and they're glowing and smiling again. And it's just such a rewarding field, you know.
Do you find, I don't know, again, I'm not very observant a lot of times, admittedly so, but it seems like that there would be a level of more comfortability or more a willingness to be open and visiting with, you know, like Shelby or Kelly in this situation, because you understand what women are going through. You understand it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. When I have a perimenopausal woman come in, I'm like, well, been there, done that, you know? You know, I can totally relate to them.
Yeah. I mean, it just
makes it, you can connect a lot easier with your patients, you know, than if you, I don't know, I just.
Makes sense to me. Makes sense to me.
We're
all good.
Pretty easy going around here, too.
You know?
Most people leave our appointments and are like, I don't know why I was stressed about that. You know, I feel like they want to come back because they had so much fun. No.
Well, there you go. All right. So make your appointment and go have a good time.
We got the phone number wrong. It's 7400.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. 7400. So make your appointment. Take care of yourself. I mean, it's super. You guys are awesome to talk to. So go down, have the conversation. You have and you're professionals. This is what you do. You have those conversations. So don't let it be something that you're afraid and you're maybe embarrassed, or you don't want to have that conversation, because this is what you guys do for a living. So go do that.
Nothing's embarrassing.
That's right. There you go. Okay. So tell me one more time what's on the menu for the grad party. I want to make sure that I know that we
have. Yeah, are you going to come over?
I don't. Well, it depends on what's up. You got Eric
working? Mini sliders, mini Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Skinny rings, skinny fries, and wings. So.
All right. Sounds good. Do you have Eric busy on that? Is he taking care of business there or what?
Emily is.
Okay.
It's at Jay Vernon.
Even better. Even better. All right. Very cool. Absolutely. Well, anything else that we need to touch on, Kelly or Shelby, that we need to touch on this morning?
I think we covered it.
Make your appointment. Take care of yourself.
Right.
Very good. Nice to visit with you both. Make it a great day. Enjoy the sunshine and enjoy all the activities that go along with graduation. Kelly, Shelby, you have some that are coming soon. So we'll talk about that later. So nice to visit with you both. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Again, Shenandoah Medical Center with us this morning. Kelly Klein, Shelby Van Leeuwen. Make your appointment. Women's Health, they can help you feel better.
Country Sunshine Weather.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Friday morning. It's May 8th. Thanks for joining us, and good morning to you. Now, there's a chance of some sprinkles this morning and early this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s today. A chance for some showers and storms on Saturday near the Nebraska-Kansas border. Highs in the 80s are in the forecast Monday through Thursday, with a chance for showers and some storms Monday night into Tuesday, and then again Thursday across the region. Let's look at our forecast for the Country Sunshine listening area this Friday, May 8th. Thanks for joining us. Good morning to you. Cloudy skies with a chance of sprinkles this morning, sunshine this afternoon, and highs in the mid-70s with an east wind of around 5 miles per hour, shifting to the west in the afternoon. For Friday night, tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-40s, and west winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny in the morning and then becoming partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Southwest winds 10 to 15, shifting to the west in the afternoon Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of showers in the evening, lows in the upper 40s and north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is 20% for Saturday night. Sunday, sunny skies and not as warm with highs around 70 degrees Sunday. Winds from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour and gusts to around 15 Sunday. Sunday night will be mostly clear in the evening and then partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s Sunday night and winds from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday will be mostly sunny. Highs reach the upper 70s. Winds from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour could gust to around 20 miles per hour Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Not as cool, lows in the mid-50s. There's a 20% chance of rain Monday night. And again, lows in the mid-50s with south winds of 15 to 20 and gusts to 25 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunshine and lower 80s for a high temperature. Again, cloudy and sprinkles this morning. A little sunshine this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. East winds around 5, shifting to the west in the afternoon. Right now, it's 55 degrees. Whatever your next project may be, cabinets, paint, flooring, plumbing, visit your locally owned home improvement headquarters, the Red Oak Do-It Center. Best service, best products. The Red Oak Do-It Center.
Best service, best products.
At Red Oak Do-It Center, your locally owned Do-It Best, we provide you with only the best products for your home improvement needs, from the shingles on your roof to the floors under your feet and everything in between. We have what you need to make